tell a story that a wealthy fellow once came to Rav Leib Steinman to get an eitzah. He wanted to buy a posh car, and his wife refused because she said that people will be mekaneh. So Rav Leib looked at the fellow with a very warm, humble look, and he said to him, "Shas Pabli, you know?" The fellow says, "No." He says, "One mesechet, you know?" He says, "No." "One daf, one blat gemara, you know?" The fellow says, "No." So he says, "If that's the case, you've got nothing to worry about. People will not be mekaneh you." Now the comment after that story, what I saw was, that is the proper shkofe. Gashmis isn't important, Ruchnis is important. But the truth is, I don't think that was the point that he wanted to say. First of all, by the Atzel Sadibrois, it says, Lo Tachmod, Beis Le'echo, Lo Tachmod, Eishes Le'echo, Avdoi, Vamotoi, Veshoiloi, Vekamoiloi. These are very tangible things. Now, if you want to tell me that there's a difference between Lois Tachmod and Lois Kane, could be, but the difference will be very fine. I think what he mentioned, what he wanted to emphasize, was as follows. Yosef HaTzadik had two dreams. It says in the Pasuk, Vayachlom Yosef Chaloim, Vayaged Le'echo, Vayosifu Oid Sno Yosoi, Vayona Le, Shimono, Hachaloim Adel Sher Cholomti. Hinei Anachnu Ma'omim Alumi Basoi Chasode, Vinei Koma Alumosi Vegam Nitzobo, We were burning sheaves in the field, mine stood up and yours bowed down. About that it says, if you notice in the passage, it says, Vayisna'u oitzoi, they hated him. Vayomru lo yechob, amaloch tim lo yecholeinu, imo shotim shobon, vayoysifu oitznoi oitzoi, adchaloim oitzoi vazvoro. Afterwards it says, the passage carries on to say, Vayachloim oim chaloim acher, vayisato lo oiso le'echo, vayoymer, hinei cholamti chaloim oi, vinei ha-shemesh vayoreach, vachad asa kechobim, mishtachavim li, vayisapir el obi v'recho, vayyar boi obi, vayoymer lo ma'choloim azer shor cholomto, hobo novoi ani v'imcho v'achecho, lishtachav ois v'cho also, vayikanu boi echov, v'obi v'shomar ase dobar. By the second cholom it says, vayikanu boi. Also, they tell us, what is the difference between the two dreams? They seem apparently to repeat themselves. Since the Beit HaLevi is a big difference. The first cholem was a cholem on Gashmir. He said, I will be greater than you in Gashmir. I'll be more wealthy than you. I will rule over you. You will come to me for Parnassah. But then it says, Vashtishtachavenu la'lumosi. Your sheaves bow down to my sheaves. Not to Yosef, to my sheaves. They'll bow down and they'll bow to him, they'll come to him for Panosa. For that, because of that, they hated him. The second cholim was a cholim of Ruchni. He said, I will be a bigger tzaddik than you. Yosef was a tzaddik, so he don't know. About that it says, Vayikan uvoy. Because of that, they were jealous of him. Says the Beis HaLevi there, he brings a mashal amami, a commonest parable. That the Oni says to the Oshir, my pocket is jealous of your pocket. My house is jealous of your house. But I am not jealous of you. In other words, your essence, yourself, what is you actually, we are the same. The outer strappings, that's got nothing to do with one's personality, with one's ruchni is. Ani lo mekane becha, being your ruchnis, your metzias, your essence. I'm not jealous of you. Or in that, I am mekane you in your ruchnis. To when one is mekane one's metzias, one actual metzias, not the outer strappings. Could be that somebody would be jealous of your car. Could be that somebody might be jealous of your house. But you, your personality, that one. That depends on one's ruchni. There, one would be mekaneh. What do we see from this? We see from this that what is important is the self, not the outer. after the outer things that one might see. They tell a story. I heard this story was by a shul of the Matis Dutch, who's a mot of the Eid Haredis in Yerushalayim. He told him a story that he said he had heard from the present Baba the Rebbe, who had heard from his father, who had heard Ish mi pi Ish, till the Bala Maisa himself. The Maisa goes as follows. The Yeshuas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Onstein, he was a Goyen Oilom, he was a Goyen Ador, he was a Rav of the Lvov, Lemberg. He was also a tremendous Gvir and a tremendous Machnis Olkin. Anybody who had to come to Lvov, to Lemberg, whatever it was called, they would stay by him. He had a huge mansion. He had a wing there for guests. And people would stay by him for long, long periods of time. Such things used to come to the fair in Lemberg. They used to stay at his house at his expense for as long as they liked. So it happened that a fellow came along, an Armonian anonymous person, nobody knew who he was, they didn't know his name, and he moved in. He stayed there for a day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years. He was there for a long time. There was even a shul there in the house, and he became the governor of the shul. He never left the house, they didn't know his name, he stayed there. Anyway, it happened that a soichel, a Jewish soichel, was caught smuggling goods across the border. And that time, probably, it was something, if you were caught, the penalty was maybe the death penalty. Or at least you were put away for a long, long time. So the Rosh HaKol got together to find out, what can he do? It's basically to save the fellow's life. They came to the conclusion, the only thing that could be done to save the fellow's life was to bribe the judge. So they put in a fortune of money, and he said the Yeshuas Yaakov himself gave all his money for this. And they put the money where it was supposed to be put. And when the case came to court, the judge, very high judge, said, "Well, he's receiving new evidence." And actually, there was a mistake, and there was nothing happened, and the fellow got off free. A day or two afterwards, that Amoni, that person who was saying by Yeshuas Yaakov, he came over to him with a list of names, a list of amounts, and he said, "Rabbi, this amount, I have a list of all the people, all the amounts that were given. If you don't give me that same amount of money, I'm going to demote you to the authorities." So Yeshuas Yaakov said to him, "No, that's a fortune of money. A fortune, we only did just to save the fellow's life. He'll start working again, he'll repair us. Not that we gave the money. When are you going to give the money back?" But he said, "That's interesting." He said, "But why so much? At least, you know, give a take less. I want the exact same amount." He said, "But you've been staying at my expense for more than 2 years already. How can you possibly, how you capable of doing such a thing?" He said, "No, it doesn't interest me. Or you give me the money, I'll go to the authority." So Yeshuas Yaakov said to him, "Give me a few minutes to think about it, I'll give you an answer." He went to his room. After 10 minutes, he came out. And he says to the fellow as follows. He says, "I've thought about it. I'm not going to give you one penny. You can do whatever you want." Okay? So the fellow, he started the procedure of getting to the ruler, ever the king, the ruler, the Moshel, and eventually he got to the fellow and he told him exactly the story, what had happened. There was a Jewish seicher, told him his name, he smuggled goods, and they bribed the judge. So whoever it was, the king, the Moshel, said to him, "How can you possibly make such an accusation? They're such fine, outstanding people. I know them personally. How can you? You must have something against him." And the fellow was put to death. So afterwards they came to the Yeshuas Yaakov and they said, "Man, it's a takonis nefoshes, not only for the Rosh HaKol, for the whole community. Such a thing, if it were called bribing, it would be a very serious accusation against the community. How can you say that?" He said, "It cannot possibly be that a person will do a mitzvah kol kuloy l'shem shamayim with no ulterior motive, and you will suffer because of that." Where did you know this from? Where did you know? You know, there are people who say, "Well, a mitzvah, of course, you know, sort of a gut feeling. You cannot suffer because of a mitzvah." I think I think that the makor for the Yeshus Yankov, the Gemara in Bitzin, well, it's in Bava Kama, excuse me, a very well-known Gemara in Bava Kama. A ma'aseh with a nechunya choyfer shichi. Says the Gemara as follows. Tanya Rabbanu. Ma'aseh bebitoy shon nechunya choyfer shichim shenoflo leboil godoy. Nechunya choyfer shichim. If you know, what is it called? Where is nechunya choyfer shichim? Nechunya choyfer shichim. He explains Rashi that he used to dig a pit hole to put in water for the oiler and golem. Now once it happened that his daughter fell into one of these holes. So they ran quickly to Reb Chanina ben Doiso. The daughter of the Nechun Yechoyf HaShichim is falling into one of these water pits. Sakonis Nefoshes. Shol Rishoyno Omar Lehm Sholem. That first period of time when it was probably she was still alive, he said, don't worry, she's okay. Shinio, when it still seemed that she should be alive, Omar Lehm Sholem, she's alright. Shilishi, when it seemed probably the chances were that she'd already drowned, Omar Lahem also, he said to him, don't worry, she's out already. Interestingly, the Gemara brings what actually happened there. Omar Lahem, Mielach, how did you get out? Omar Lahem, Zeikha Sherechonim Nizdamenli, Bezoken Echod Manhigoy, says Rashi, that Rechelai Shel Yitzchok, and Avraham Avinu, they took me out. Unbelievable, one and eight, who came to save them? Then they came to Reb Chanina ben Doiso. They said, Rebbe, you a novi? How did you know? She was alive. How did you know she'd come out? Said to them, Reb Chanina ben Doiso, no, Rebbe, you don't need any nevuah. Om loy novi ato. Elokach amarti, dovor sho'oisei tzadik nitztar boy, yikasho boy zara. I said, it cannot possibly be that a mitzvah that somebody was moistel nefesh on, it cannot be that he would suffer, not him, nor his children. Cannot possibly be. So lichura a makor for the Yeshus Yankov. The Gemara however carries on to say, Omar Rabbi Acho, even though he used to worry, his whole worry was that the Oiler Regolim shouldn't suffer from thirst. Nevertheless, the son of Nechun Yechoyfer Shichim, he died of thirst. And but said the Gemara for another reason. Shenema v'svivov nisav ha-mo'oid melamed she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdek im svivov afilu kachut ha-sayro. That was for another reason. There was a small tiner on the Chunya Choyfer Shichim, and because of that, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medagdek v'tzadikov afilu kachut ha-sayro, because of that, his son died of thirst. But taste is bothers. Lichunya is a contradiction to the Gemara before. Since taste is v'imtema akati menolei ha Menola, does the cloud hold water? Play on words. Dovah shim stavboy oisei tzadik yochol shi kashu boi zoroi. How can it possibly be that his son died of thirst? Ha meis benoi betzalmo. Sitaisa tachilu. V'yesh leima demikon mokem bo oisei dovah atzmoi lo hayo boi likoshev. Sitaisa, the difference between the two cases is as follows. One of those water pits that he himself built, dug, the Nechun Yechoyfer Shichim, there the mitzvah would have saved one of his children. But somewhere else, time to die first, there the mitzvah isn't going to help. The Shita Mekubet says another tale for the same child. He says there's no such klal. No such klal that if one is moist on nefesh kol kuloi for a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that you might not suffer, that you won't suffer for that because of that mitzvah. So if that's the case, what's the pshat here in the Gemara? Says the Shita Mekubet says that it wasn't a sort of a nevuah, whatever you were saying, double shin subway, so you no. It's a tefillah, a taina. A taina that a tzaddik makes, or tefillah that he makes to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the taina of the tzaddik hazor. So by his daughter, the daughter of Nechunich Eifel Shichim, Reb Chanina ben Doitzer was still alive. And so he made this time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davos in his tabo, he said, Sadi, Yochol Shikasho Boizaroi. But when his son was dying of thirst, Reb Chanina ben Doitzer had already passed away. So if that's the case, then the makor that I wanted to bring for the Yeshus Yankiv, it will be any good according to the Taisus. According to the Shidu Mikubetis, there's no such makor for such a rule. They tell a story that Rav Shach, the Zadok Tzadik Livroche, had a Talmud, a big Talmud Chochem that he sent to the Negev to go and be a Malbit Tzera. And he came down, Rahman Elitzan with cancer. So he sent a Shaliyah to Rav Shach to ask him to be Mitpale. So the Shaliyah came and he said, I'm the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Maisu was in the Chunuch HaShal Shichim and his daughter fell into the water and the Chanina ben Doiso, the Mitpale, he said, Jaroshim Stabo is a Tzadik, Yochol Yikasher Boizara. And the fellow said to Rav Shach, that Talmud Chochem, when he was still living in Bnei Brak in a small, you know, one of those small Bnei Brak apartments, two rooms, two knobs, small cubby holes, an apartment full of children that were metapel b'mesiris nefesh with the aunt of with his wife's aunt b'mesiris nefesh, and she had cancer and they were metapel b'mesiris nefesh. So he said, "Yochol mi davos in tabo yisay tzadik avni ikasho b'izavo." And even if we don't have the Chanina ben Doiso, no. The Rosh Shiva should be with father. So first of all, in such a case, usually Rav Shach was very annoyed, very irked with such comparisons. Why did he bring him to Rav Chanina ben Doiso? But that he didn't ask that. First thing he asked, tell me, the people and neighbors knew about it. Such a small apartment. Yeah, he's talking, the neighbors knew about it. So I said, if that's the case, then such a mitzvah cannot be much. It takes away from the eichus, from the tyre, the toar of the mitzvah. No, unfortunately not. The truth is that the kosher also is a similar law. It's interesting saying that the kosher used to say to his chassidim, your aveiros do befaretzia, your mitzvahs do betzina. Your aveiros, he said, do befaretzia, because if you do them faretzia, you won't do aveiros. But your mitzvahs do betzino, because if you do them faretzia, it takes away from the quality of the mitzvah. But nevertheless, Rabbeisa, I've got a shalit here, and I didn't understand this for a long time. What Rav Shach said is the first verse to the Gemara. The Gemara contradicts what he said. Because the might is being by Nechunia Choytel Shichi. Everybody knew that he dug those water pits. He did it the Faresi in the Rishu Sarabim. Everybody knew. They called him Nechunia Choytel Shichi. It was all Kokuloi Faresi. And such a mitzvah, that saved his daughter. It's Kokuloi Faresi. So how can you say that a mitzvah that is done by Faresi, it doesn't have the quality to save one that one shouldn't suffer? I want to digress for 1 second. It was bothering me also. Why did the fellow came to Rav Shach to ask him to be Mitpale? I'm sure Rav Shach would ask him to be Mitpale. He would have been insulted. What is he has to tell the Talmud Maaser for the Mechuli Yuchai Fashil? What? The Mechuli of Shach is that it's not enough to be Mitpale. One needs a schus. You need a merit. And you'll see, we don't have enough time, unfortunately. But you see, there's a beautiful vort I saw once of the Meshech Chochmeh on Parshas on the Haftarah of Vayera, the Maaser with Isha Shunamit, a woman who didn't have any children, and she was metapel. She said to her husband, "Let's build a room, an annex, and furnish it for Elisha Hanavi. When he goes around the country, he can rest here, he can eat here." And they built it. And when Elisha came, he said to Gehazi, "What does the woman need?" I once heard from Rabbi Feinstein, Zalat Tzadik Livroch, he said, "You see what the view of HaKoros HaTov is? That she built him this annex," and he asked Gehazi, "What is she missing?" And he said, "She doesn't have any children." So he promised her a child. And it happened that the child died a couple of years later. And the woman, the Isha Shunam, is interesting also, there is a place in the Shomron called Shunem, where Peggy is as good for barren women to go. But then, so she came running to Elisha, and he didn't know about anything. He didn't know what she wanted. Did she explain to him that the child had passed away? So he sent Gehazi with his staff to put the staff on the child. Nothing happened. The child didn't come back to life. So he, until he himself came and doubled the child, then the child came to life. So ask the Meshech Chochmah, what did he think? What did he do, Elisha? Why did he send the staff with Gehazi? So he said he needs a school to bring the child back to life. It's not enough to bring the staff, you need a school. So he thought the schus that she was a mishenet for him. He was somebody who helped him. He thought that schus was going to bring the child back to life. And he said, Gehazi, it didn't help. Only he himself came and had to bring the child back to life. It's that interesting. A Fiddish of Ossi says that her belief in the Novi, because when she ran, she came to him, he didn't know anything. That's a Novi. He doesn't know anything. And nevertheless, she believed in him. That schus brought the kid back to life. So what do we see? It's not enough to be mitzvah. You need a schus. That's lichura was the time of the shaliach. A schus, the fellow is a schus. Mitzvah she mitzvah bo yitzay tzadik. Yochol yikashol bo yizaroi. So Rav Shach said, but it was done so easier. It's not enough. How can we understand that? Let's give it to the Gemara. So I once saw, after some time, I saw a wonderful mimer of the Alter of Slabotka. There's a Gemara in at the end of Makis, the Chavdalid in Makis. Ba Micho de Nidon al Sholosh. Micho Anovi was Mami the Torah, the Kiyum HaTorah on three Ikrim. Higi Lecho Odom Matoiv. Uma Hashem Doresh Mimcho Ki Matoiv Mishpot. Vatoiv Chesed Vatzmeya Alechet Im Elokecho. Three Ikrim. Micho said that's what the Kiyum HaTorah depends. Aches Mishpot says the Gemara is that's the din Torah. As Ava Chesed is Milus Chesed, but Tnei Alechet Sim Lekecho. Tnei Alechet Sim Lekecho says the Gemara is Halvayah Sameis the Achnosas Kalem. Os the Alter Gevalt, all these things of a Falesia. What Shaiach here? Tnei Alechet. The din is the Falesia. The Gemilus Chesed is Faresi. There are even occasions where the person has to know you're doing with him a Chesed. And Avaya Tameis, everybody knows that Avaya is going on. Everybody knows that what's going on. But in Achnosis Kala, everybody knows. What's Shayat Asnei Aleches? Says the Alter Gevaldik of all. There's a huge dimension that's Shayat in every mitzvah. And that's the personal input. The input of the self. And it's custom made, everybody according to who they are, according to what their self is. That makes a complete difference to every single mitzvah. And that is done kol kulo betzina. There's a Medrash Rabbi Breishis. The Medrash says, Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo shimashti et abo achas nimeo mimashi shimesh esob is obvious. Not 1% did I was I mishamish my father than Esav did. Why? What is the difference? Because Esav, when he was mishamish his father, he did big day malchus. Then I mishamish my father, I feel with God in melukloch. Unbelievable! The whole difference between 100% difference. It depends on with which third you mishamish your father. And believe me, I looked in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned one word of with which third you're going to be mishamish your father. Not one word. And it makes 100% difference. So obviously the question is, it makes a difference. A change of clothes. When you're going to mishamish your father, put on Big Day Shabbat. And you've done 100%, the mitzvah is 100% difference. But obviously the answer is not like that. The answer is that if you don't have that feeling that I can only be mishamish with my father with Big Day Shabbat, it won't help me wearing Big Day Shabbat. His feeling was, for me, it's good enough to be God in Meluchlochim. He didn't have that internal feeling that I can only be mishamish with my father with Big Day Malchus. That ace of that. The Shimon Ben Gamliel, he said, I didn't have that. So therefore, the difference between us is 100% different. So what do we see? That the whole difference, that internal that huge the huge difference between the mitzvahs is what we put into each and one every single mitzvah, each and every single mitzvah. It's a, you can do the mitzvah the whole plot of the Dikdukov, and that's what's in the Shulchan Aruch. But what makes the changes the everything in the mitzvah is one's personal input, the input of the self. With this, we can understand better. There's a very well known Rashi that everybody knows. Eliezer told us Noach ish tzaddik. So the Rashi, they immediately said, what did say Noach ish tzaddik? Iko told us Seyem shall tzaddiki maisim toivim. I never understood that Rashi. Man, it's children, man. That's not his told. He killed all the sentences. Didn't write in Tovim, but according to this, it's understood. And Achinami's got children, but the true expression of a tzaddik is what he put into his mitzvahs. That is the true and only true expression of the tzaddik, Martin Tovim. They tell a story about. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Livroche was about to be masked in Adam Godel, and he got up and he said, I'm not going to tell stories about Adam Godel, because the story doesn't tell us who the person is, because the difference is an Adam Godel does a Maisim G'doylim, an Adam Kotzen does Maisim Stalin. I'll tell you who the person was. You know already that his Maisim was Maisim G'doylim. And I said that Reb Shalom Shadon was supposed to speak up to it. He got up and he said, he's a Rosh Yim, I said, Baba, such a cloud, I need a story, he says, I won't be able to be masked. Anyway, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brought a ride from a Gemara in Moed Cotton. There's a Gemara in Moed Cotton, Reb Chia, the Malach HaMovitz wanted to come and take him. And he couldn't, for whatever reason, maybe he was learning, the Malach HaMovitz couldn't take him. So the Malach HaMovitz disguised himself as an Oni, and he came to Reb Chia, and he asked Reb Chia for a piece of bread. So Reb Chia gave him a piece of bread. Then he asked him for his neshomet. So Reb Chia gave him the shomer. Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and Oni was coming to me, asked me for a piece of bread. I give him a piece of bread and butter, I'll give him. But he could ask me for my shomer. Why should I give him my shomer? Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that the tzaddik livroche. The pshat is as we said before. The Malach HaMovitz, when he saw Reb Chia giving that piece of bread, El Gezen, El Gitin, Gans, the shomer. He wanted the Oni to have it good. He wasn't just giving him a donation. He wanted to have it good. He wanted to enjoy it. She's all on out good. Said the Malach HaMovitz, Ezra said, "Gives me the guns and the shomer. You want me to have it good. You want me to carry my duty in the world." So Reb Chia gave him the shomer. Great people do great deeds. Small people do small deeds. Allow me one more minute. In Parshas Shmos, the Torah says the Yaldas were Yocheved and Miriam were called Shifra and Pur. Ask the Reb Yeruchim, why are they called Shifra and Pur? Why not Yocheved and Miriam? And Rashi says why Shifra Shemeshaper says the blood Pur because she mefaah when the blood comes out, she says puti muti when the kid comes out. That's why the Torah says they called Shifron Pur. Also, you look at is that what is the reason for that? The Torah should tell us. Said you Rabbi Yerucham, the same what we said before. Great people do great deeds. Any nurse, when a baby is born, can clean the baby. Any nurse can say pussy mussy to the baby when it's coming out. But a great person does it with all the love that should be. It's not she wasn't doing a job. She wanted those babies to have it good. They should have it clean. All the neshama she put into it. That's why the Torah tells us they were called Shifra and Pur. So they were coming back to the mic to be metal to explain what Rav Shach said. Everybody thought that Nechun Yechoyzer Shichin, he was a municipal laborer who his job was to dig water pits. They didn't see all the love that he put into it. All the Abba that the Torah had got in, they shouldn't be thirsty. He put in all his neshama into that. That Chanina ben Doisa saw. Other people didn't see. That Meister was hidden. Nobody knew. You saw Poshta in a pioneer, a laborer in the street digging water pits. Said Ramachinin Ben Doi, he said there's a whole dimension hidden away. He's putting all his love into the Yochel Mitzvah Shin Tabor Oyster Sadi Yikosha Boy Zavro. That is the mitzvah that nobody saw. That dimension nobody knew of. That mitzvah saved his children.
Thank you.